Hi, my name is Nigel Lowson and I teach parents and teenagers on how to manage their stress, especially during the revision and exam seasons. My book, How to Achieve Stress-Free GCSE Revision, does exactly that. Check it out and its reviews on Amazon if you want to. This is the last in a series of 21 podcasts, which have been pretty quick tips, I think they're quick anyway, to help really reduce and slash your exam stress. I'm addressing this last one also in a form of a little letter, an audio letter to my grandson, who still is rather against school, but at least his revision is picking up. This is entitled Seeing Success. Picture the scene, really picture it. You could try sitting still, closing your eyes and really getting into this scene as if you're really there. You've worked hard for your exams, really hard, harder than you thought you could. Certainly harder than your parents expected. You sat in and walked around your room for hours and hours. You gave up lots of time to learn stuff you really didn't relate to. You stayed in and revised when lots of others were out enjoying themselves. You really thought you couldn't do it. You didn't understand a lot of the stuff when you started. You had lots of times when you nearly gave up, but you didn't. You kept going. And prove to yourself, to your friends, to your family, that you have stickability, you have drive, and you can focus on your work even if you don't want to. Well done. Truly, I'm impressed. Even well impressed. You sat the exams and even went into the exam room with confidence. You knew you had tried your best to understand the material. You learnt the information and learnt ways to keep calm in the exam. You tackled the papers with great timing and even tackled those questions you couldn't understand a little. You came out of the exams feeling quite pleased with yourself, even if you didn't show it to anyone. Now the results day is here. You see yourself opening the envelope. You scan the results and see you scored really well. Better than lots of people expected. In fact, they're great results for you. Now see those results now. How do you feel getting those numbers on that piece of paper? Pretty great? Now just hold on to that smile, that pride, that pleasure, that relief, that desire to jump up and down and shout. Now you can go to the college you want to and do the courses you want to and get rid of all those subjects you really don't like at all. Now isn't that a fantastic feeling? Just feel that feeling. That feeling is ready for you. It's waiting for you. You can get that feeling. Now remember this feeling when the going gets tough in your revision and in the exam room. You can do this. You can get that feeling. Stick at it. Keep going. Believe in yourself. You can do this. If you want any more advice or tips, just look at that book on Amazon. The very best of luck. Cheers.